Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about how long you should spend preparing for a job interview. So I was talking to a friend of mine, her name's Sarah Johnson. She is fantastic and you should absolutely follow her on LinkedIn. But she shared a poll on LinkedIn and she asked people how long they spend preparing for job interviews. And the results were honestly shocking. The vast majority of people who replied said they spend less than 2 hours preparing for a job interview. The vast majority, less than 2 hours. That is insane to me because this interview is a life-changing opportunity, right? When we think about all the things that come with a new job, yes, you have the ability to get a 10 to 20% raise if you're doing this right, but you also have the chance to move into a new title and take on new responsibilities. You have the chance to work on projects that you're so excited about. You have the chance to be on a team of like-minded people who value you and what you bring to the table and who might become lifelong friends. There are so many things that are available to you when you get a new job. There are so many things that can change your life. And so the fact that people only spend 2 hours preparing for that opportunity is bonkers to me. So what we're going to talk about in today's episode is how much time you should be spending and how you should spend it, what that breaks out to be. So I'm going to share my personal experience here. And I will say that I over-index on the time spent. So don't feel like you have to spend as much time as I did. Although if this is truly a dream role at a dream company, I might recommend spending as much time as I did because it worked out pretty well. So when I was interviewing at Microsoft, Google, and Twitter, I spent about 20 hours per company. So for each company, I spent 20 hours preparing for the interview. So why did I spend that much time? Well, there were a lot of things in the job search that I couldn't control, but preparation wasn't one of them. And I wasn't going to let anybody out hustle me. I wasn't going to let anybody prepare more than I did. I wasn't going to let anybody outwork me. I knew that when I walked into that interview, I had done everything that I could possibly do to win it, despite not being the most qualified or despite not having, you know, the broadest skill set or whatever it was. So here's how I broke down my prep. Here's how I broke down those 20 hours. So step number one was researching the company. And I spent about 5 hours on this. So I went out there and I listened to earnings calls for each of the companies. I went and read news articles and I read them on Google News. I went and found articles on sites like Business Insider, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, so on and so forth. I also used a tool called SeekingAlpha.com. To not just read news, but also analysis. And then I went and listened to interviews with executives. I tried to find podcasts. I tried to find keynote speeches. I tried to find any opportunity where an executive at this company, especially an executive that was aligned with the department or the side of the business that I was looking to get hired into. And I tried to listen to as many of those as I could so I could hear the information and the way that they spoke about these products and their goals and their initiatives and their challenges right from the horse's mouth. Then I also looked at their competitors. I looked to see what their competitors were doing. I surveyed some of their customers if that was an option to me, and I actually used their products if I could get my hands on them. So I tried to learn as much as I possibly could about this company with the goal of understanding where they were at in the moment, what challenges they were facing, what goals they had over the next 6 to 12 months, and what initiatives they were driving to achieve those goals or overcome those challenges. Then in step number two, I researched my interviewers, the people that I would be sitting down and having a conversation with. So I actually emailed my recruiter for every single company that I interviewed with. And I asked, hey, who will I be interviewing with, right? And when I got the names, I went and I searched far and wide to understand everything about them, right? I looked at their LinkedIn profile, but I also looked at all their other social profiles. I looked at their Facebooks. I looked at their Instagrams. I looked at their Snapchats. I looked at their TikToks. You know, I went to see if they had a personal website. I went to see if they published content. I tried to get as much information as I possibly could on the people that I'd be speaking to. So I was aware of what they were interested in, but also how they showed up. You know, some people show up online and they're very gregarious and, you know, they're very boisterous and outspoken, and other people are a little more subtle and a little more demure and a little more muted, I would say. And so that affected the way that I would show up to this conversation, and I would try to match the energy of the person sitting across from me. But on top of that, having this information really helped me create relationships, right? When I was interviewing at Google, I found one of my interviewers, he absolutely loved to ski. When I looked at his Instagram, when I looked at his Facebook, it was trip after trip for the entire year. So when I showed up to that interview, you know, we were shaking hands. I asked him how his week was going. He asked me how mine was. And I told him, hey, you know, I'm planning a ski trip with my buddies. I haven't been all season. And, you know, my buddy has a place up in Mount Snow in Vermont. And, you know, I would just kill to get up there because it's been so long. And of course, he just jumped right on that. And we started talking about skiing. And next thing we know, we had a 15-minute conversation all about where we love to ski, where the best places were, you know, the conditions that year, so on and so forth. And we'd really pulled down that professional barrier and the conversation became a lot more personal. So being able to research your interviewers ahead of time, that gives you a massive advantage. So again, I spent 5 hours doing that. Step three was to research, record, reflect, and refine my answers. So essentially, I was sitting down and I was doing some research on my past to think of the best examples that I could bring to the table for this role. And then what I would do is I would jot them down in a Google Doc. And every day I would come in and I would rehearse them and I would revise them. And I did that for about a week or so. And then once I had them in a really good spot, I would start to record myself. So I would fire up my video recorder and, you know, I'd pull out my microphone and I would record myself video and audio delivering my interview answer. And then I would rewatch the answer and I would look to see, one, how is my answer sounding? Am I saying the things I want to say? But also, what's my body language like? How's my delivery? Because most of our communication is nonverbal. And so those hand gestures and those facial expressions and our tone, all of those things play into the perception of our answers. So I wanted to make sure that A, I had super, super relevant examples. B, I had them memorized so that I knew I could regurgitate them no matter how nervous I was. And C, I made sure that the information in my answers matched my body language, right? So when I was saying, hey, I'm super excited about this role with my words, I wanted my body to say that instead of saying, hey, I'd rather be laying on my couch, you know, drinking a beer than talking to you right now. So I wanted to make sure that those things lined up, and rehearsing and recording was such a fantastic way to do that. And then finally, I created a value validation project and I put 5 hours down for this. I probably spent a little bit more time with a couple of the companies, but once you get really good at it, you can knock it out in about 5 hours. But that value validation project is essentially a culmination of all the stuff that you've learned so far, right? You've already done company research. You've researched your interviewers. You understand the challenges and the goals. And you also know your background and experiences and examples, right? So this is where you're going to marry those things and you're going to put them together in a deliverable that shows that, A, you've done your research, but B, you know exactly what they're looking for in this role and that you can deliver on it. And you have a plan for that. You have ideas for that. So that was my 20-hour breakout. And in some cases, I did even over-index on that if I felt like I needed a little more prep or if I wanted to spend more time on the VVP or needed more time researching. But again, that is on the high end as well. So I wouldn't blame you if you spent a little bit less time, but just know that most other people are spending roughly 2 hours preparing for their interviews. And if you want to win this job, you need to do more because you need to go in there and you need to say, I have given this 100%. I've done everything in my power to win this role and I have invested the time. So you should be spending, I would say, minimum 8 to 10 hours if you really, really care about this company, which I hope you do, because you shouldn't be interviewing at companies that you don't care about. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.